And we can turn it around if everybody gets on board and everybody gets on their bikes. That's certainly a greener way to get around. How about biking across the country? Is that a crazy thing, unimaginable to most of us? Well, we've had Roz Savage, who has been solo rowing across a couple of oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, she being the first solo rower to cross the Pacific. She's getting ready to cross the Indian Ocean. I was thrilled to be hosting a talk in my home a week and a half ago with Roz. She's on a book tour, and people who heard her speak were wowed by her courage, by her convictions, by her activities, by her eco exploits. And I'm going to introduce you to someone else who's also really impressed me with putting her, her muscle where her mouth is, and she is Sammy Feld. She is a college graduate, recent college graduate, and she spent her summer in a program called Bike and Build, and they ride bicycles across the country to help build affordable housing. And I think that's just a fabulous program. I'm very impressed with what she did and what other young people have done, so I wanted to have her on the Green Front to get a little bit more information and perhaps inspire others to take part. Welcome to the Green Front, Sammy.
Hi, Betsy. It's nice speaking with you.
And great to speak to you. Sammy is a former neighbor, and I know that your family was looking into green solar panels. I don't know if you've gotten them yet, but there's a lot of great leasing options out there, so tell your dad to call me about that.
Definitely.
And so you've obviously had some environmental education in your home.
Sure.
What prompted you to do something as ambitious and adventurous as Bike and Build?
Sure. Well, I went to undergrad at New York University. I was studying public health, and I've definitely focused on a lot of environmental issues. I, throughout my undergrad, became pretty involved in different food justice issues. And I graduated this May. I wasn't too sure exactly what I wanted to do, where I was going to be heading, and I had heard about Bike and Build and the organization through mostly word of mouth, and I thought it would be a fantastic way to spend 10 weeks. It really seemed to be a culmination of a lot of my interests in cycling and traveling, focusing on, you know, bringing in poverty issues and affordable housing, and also with the environmental consciousness element. And so I applied, and I left in May from Nags Head on the coast in North Carolina, and ended in San Diego, California, at the end of July.
And I know from knowing your family a bit that you have taken some vacation time and done some trips that are, you know, kind of untraditional. I believe you went down to Central America and helped build homes. That probably was part of what led up to this, I would imagine, just seeing, you know, coming from a pretty affluent place like Marin County in Northern California, and then seeing firsthand some of the poverty and what a difference intervention can make.
Definitely, definitely. And yes, and it really, you know, the affordable housing crisis is a problem all over the world, but also especially in the United States. And so with Bike and Build, we had the chance there's a huge educational component to it, learning about housing and affordable housing, and then also we had the hands-on volunteer aspect. So throughout the course of the 70-day trip, we spent about 12 days on builds in the different states that we cycled through, and so we were working with groups, either Habitat for Humanity or similar organizations that were more locally based, working on affordable housing. And the other component is we were engaged in a lot of fundraising, and towards at the end there was a competitive grant process, and so affordable housing groups would apply to us, and we would disseminate the funds in collectively.
And you are also asked, I believe, to raise some money before you even begin on this trip?
Yes. There was a commitment of $4,000 for each rider, and There, we had a group of 32, and collectively we raised about $150,000, which we distributed to a variety of different different organizations. And what was, you know, one of the green elements that has to do with the funding is we definitely tried to focus some of our at least a good part of our funding to nonprofit organizations that were involved somehow in sustainable and green housing. So, for example, in Colorado Springs, we funded a group which trains. It sends students in vocational training programs and sends them to retrofit affordable housing units. And so there was a green aspect there.
Good for you. Now, when you first heard about this, did you think, oh, I can do that, no problem? Or were you completely intimidated and said, no way, and someone talked you into it? And how grueling was it? It sounds like it would be, I mean, you're young and you're healthy.
Sure.
But still, riding your bike across the country in the heat of summer?
It was certainly challenging. I knew I could do it. I mean, the thought was certainly daunting. And But I had spoken with other, young 20-something-year-olds and who had done it, and I knew that it was something that if I trained, and I could do. So we had a training program, a training regimen leading up to it. I committed to riding in the month leading up about 500 miles, and it was quite a steep learning curve. We actually, after about day three, we hit the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina, and that was, you just did it, and you had days where some days went by super quick. We ranged from anywhere from 40 miles a day to over 100. There were days that went, you're facing headwind the whole way, and you're like, I do not know how I'm going to make it in tonight. But, you know, there were 32 of us, and so there was a lot of time to, there's a lot of soul-searching time. There's a lot of time to talk to people, both those within our group, but also just stopping along the way and meeting people all over the country in tiny little towns. And so there was a lot of excitement and exploration and a lot of positive energy to keep us all going through the, 110 degree heat or the wind or the rain or whatever came our way.
Well, hats off to you. And what did you see environmentally as you crossed this country? What did you hear? People concerned about climate change and water issues, conservation efforts. I imagine that did come up from time to time. Hope it did.
It certainly did. Being someone, growing up in the Bay Area and having lived in New York City, where climate change and sustainability is, at least in my communities, at the forefront of a lot of people's minds, I didn't find that so much across the country. But one thing I think that was also important, something as simple as cycling, in many places never encounter a cyclist on the road, and it was, some people thought it was crazy. Like, what are we doing biking on the side of, a two-lane highway or a major road? And I think it was a wonderful opportunity for us to really bring awareness and raise that awareness on alternatives in transportation. And we spoke all along the way with people and encouraged them to just try it. If their commute's 6 miles away from home, get a bike.
I think that should inspire people. If you're riding across the country, they can ride across town.
Sure, exactly.
Did you find a lot of bike paths? Was it bicycle friendly in most places or not?
No, actually. Not very many bike paths. There were certain places that did surprise me. Like, I remember Little Rock, Arkansas had fantastic cycling paths. But for the most part, we were on shoulders in two-lane highways, taking some back roads. But a lot of people are just, you know, pretty shocked to see us. You know, in North Carolina actually had some wonderful cycling and bike lanes and bike paths. You know, it's here and there, but overall, I think there's a lot more that that we can be doing, and the hope is that we are raising some of this awareness too.
And the program is what, about 7 years old, and is it growing?
Yeah, 2002 it first began, and it's it has been growing with each year. In the first few years, they continue to add a new route. There's now a total of 8 routes that go all from East Coast to West Coast in the summers. And it spreads with word of mouth, I think, among college students very quickly. I think the applications just went out for the season, for this summer. And I know if they're not filled already, all the spots, then I'm sure they will be shortly, because each year it's getting more and more people are interested. And I know there's other organizations doing similar things. I have a friend from Johns Hopkins, and they do a ride each year, each summer. So I think it's a fantastic way to spend a summer to learn and to learn about yourself, to learn about other people, and honestly, I think you know, everyone can do it. I mean, if you train and put in the, it's a time commitment, but I think being you know, a recent college grad with not a set job, it was a good experience and a good time.
Great experience, I'm sure, very empowering, and if you can do this, you can do anything. So congratulations to you, Sammy Feld, and the program is called Bike and Build. You can check them out at bikeandbuild.org, and we'll be back right after this message with another courageous environmental activist in his own way, in a different way. He has challenged Coke Industry CEO Charles Koch to a debate and has traveled from Los Angeles to his Texas door to deliver that challenge. We'll find out what happened right after this.